Go Tell It on the Mountain. That could be our church's theme song. Because that is what Church in Toronto is here for. Our mission is to bring the good news of Jesus to the people here in Toronto. And obviously today, it's your turn. Your turn, however, doesn't need to end today. We have regular services every Sunday at 11. So if you're interested, if you want to know more, just come back maybe even next week. We would be always happy to have you. And in fact, we would love for you to get connected to our church community. CIT, Church in Toronto, is a great place to make friends for life. Look around yourself. Like, there's so many people. Like, you will find a friend, even probably more than one. And the reason why we're here today is Jesus was born, right? So Jesus is the part, this is the central point of the journey that we're all on together. He wants to change our lives, and everyone will change if you come to church, if you offer yourself up to Jesus. And now I want to hand you over to Del, our pastor. Del, this is the highest point in this building. Go tell it on the mountain.
Good morning. Good to see you all here. Merry Christmas. A little bit earlier, we had this story that was told to us, which is basically a little paraphrase of Luke chapter 2 in the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. And I'd like to kind of continue that theme and that story, because there's a few very interesting things in this account in Luke chapter 2. We've entitled this morning, From Fear to Joy. You say, fear this time of year? Well, actually, if you read that record carefully, and if you listen carefully to the telling of the story by Solomon, there was some fear. You know, that story is he told about the shepherds there in the field. And I don't know if you realize this. You know, this time of year, we make everything nice and cozy and sweet and pleasant and warm. But there were shepherds in a field at night. These shepherds actually were the lowest of the low in society. They were actually looking after somebody else's sheep, not their own. That's how poor they were. Okay? But what's interesting is, to these lowly people, the lowest rung on society, God came to them via an angel. And this angel comes to them, and it says, the angel came, and what? The glory of God shone. Let me read the verse. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Wonder why? I'd be scared too. I've never seen an angel that I know of. At least, it wasn't an angel with all kinds of the glory of God around it. They were afraid. You'd be afraid too, don't you think? Well, right away the angel says, it's okay, don't be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. It's good news, and it's joyful news. You don't need to be fearful. I'm bringing you joy. What is that joy? The joy is that today a Savior is born. And his name, and he is what? He is Christ the Lord. When they heard that, what did they understand? They understood that is God. So in the story, God came to pay a visit. Yes. The angel's word to the shepherds and their understanding was, it's Christ the Lord who has come as a child. And then you will see him. What? You will see him lying in a manger. Or a feeding trough, whatever you want to call it. You will find a baby. God, Christ, the Lord, a child, but it's a baby. Very interesting. And just to give it a little added punch, all of a sudden there's a multitude of angels. That's the exclamation mark, right? The account in Luke is interesting. It doesn't stop there. And I think this is significant. What was the shepherd's response? It wasn't just, oh, isn't that nice? No, it was, let's go. Let's go. Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Their realization was what? God has shown us something. Let's go. Let's see. Let's not just sit here. Let's go. So they went. With haste, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. But that's not all. Did they just go? They did something else. And this is something you may not have thought about. The song that we just sang is significant. What did the shepherds do? When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They didn't keep it to themselves. They told other people, you know what? God has told us something. God has shown us something. We went, we saw it, and we're telling you about it. And it says, all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Now, whether they went to a mountain and told it, I don't know. The song's nice. Go tell it on a mountain. I don't know if they told it on a mountain, but they told it. What they had seen, what they had heard. They spoke it to others. And then it tells us, well, they did have to go back to take care of those sheep. That was their job. But they glorified God. What a great response. Going, telling, and praising God. Well, in the previous chapter in Luke, Luke chapter 1, we have another person who was afraid. And that was Mary. And she tells us that she also is a lowly person. Later on in the chapter when she gives her praise to God, she says, Lord, who am I? I'm just a humble person, low of state, and you've come to me. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, she said, the Bible says she was troubled. What means? She was scared. But the angel again said to her, don't fear. Don't fear. She's troubled, but the angel said, don't be afraid. What's going to happen? You're going to give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus, which means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. And when she heard this word, we don't know exactly what her thought was about saves, but this is not savior for political purposes. This is not savior from social things. No, this is to save people from their sins. But she also has a joyful response. What is her joyful response? Her joyful response is that she says, Luke chapter 1, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. I'm a servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. In other words, I'm just, Lord, I'm just your servant. That's it. Whatever you say, I say okay. But in addition to this, there is a song that Mary sang. Some people call it the Magnificat, Luke chapter 1, and it begins, my soul magnifies the Lord. my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. What is this? She's rejoicing. She has her response is, I rejoice in God. I'm not going to go telling people about this. I sure did talk to one person. But she turns this joy to praise and rejoicing to God. That's her response. Praising God, rejoicing in God, her Savior. And as I mentioned before, she says, Lord, you have looked on the humble estate of your servant. I'm humbled. Striking, God came to such lowly people. He didn't come to the rich. He didn't come to the famous. He didn't come to the politicians. He came to the lowly. What's our experience? Well, I doubt most of us will have an experience of seeing an angel. But it doesn't mean we don't have fears. We have fears. And we may have fears that are totally unrelated to the kind of fears that this chapter expresses. But I would like to ask you this morning, do you have a fear of seeing God face to face? Do you have a fear of God knowing everything about you? God does know you. He's God. But are you fearful of that? Or do we sometimes want to, like Adam and Eve, hide from God because we're afraid? We've done something. Let me hide from God. Joy. You know, there's something we talk about at this time of year besides joy, and that is peace. Because the angel did tell the shepherds, peace on earth among those with whom he is pleased. There is a condition there. It's not just peace on earth. And so this time of year, a lot of people, you know, even secular non-Christians, there's a peace on earth. Well, Christmas is about peace. It means absence of war, absence of conflict. Well, let me tell you this. The peace talking about in the Bible, that's not the peace it's talking about. The peace that the Bible talks about is peace in our relationship with God. And peace, the thought in the Bible of peace, both Old Testament, which is shalom, and the New Testament, which is peace, is there's something restored in the relationship, not just restored, but also made whole. Restored and made whole. That is why Christ came. Jesus came as God, coming to man to what? To make our relationship with God restored, reconciled, and wholesome. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what all of humanity is looking for? A relationship with God that is restored, reconciled, and wholesome. That's what Christmas is about. That's what Christ coming to the earth is about. That's what we're celebrating. Restored relationship. We're not just celebrating the birth of a child. Even though I am also celebrating the birth of a child today. My daughter had a son this morning at 6 o'clock. A little bit earlier than we planned, or she planned, but everything is good. Christ came not just to bring happiness, but wholesomeness restoration in our relationship with God. That's why Christ came. That's why there's joy. That's why there's peace. The real peace. Isn't that what you and I all want? Authentic peace. How about let's this season be significant to all of us in this aspect of a restored relationship and wholesomeness with God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for sending your Son to come in your way as a child to humanity, not merely to visit us and be God with us, but even more to come to save us from our sins, to reconcile us to God, and to restore our relationship with you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his birth. Thank you for his living on this earth. We rejoice in God our Savior. We ask all of this in the dear, precious, loving, and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Come, he to bear the hand. going to sing another very familiar tune. It's called Joy to the World. But before we do that, we want to teach you the chorus. It's an added chorus to the song. And so if you catch along, come and sing. It's really simple. The words will be on the screen. It goes like this.
We will sing joy. We will sing joy. We will sing joy. Joy to the world.
We'll do that one more time.
We will sing joy. We will sing joy. We will sing joy. We will sing joy.
truly amazing story is what happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. But actually, it's much more than that. It has a direct connection to our lives. Like, my grandfather always said, you know, he didn't say it in English though, so I directly translate basically. He said, you know, in life it's all about having the right connections. And through Jesus, we can have a connection to, like, the creator of the universe. How great is that? Like, is there anything greater than that? I think it's a rhetorical question, but I answer it, no. So, if you want to know more about this connection, about getting connected to God, then there's actually a couple of things you can do right away. The first thing is, you can talk to us. Introduce yourself to me or anybody else who has one of these lanyards. After the service, we're there for you. We can talk to you, pray to you. We're happy to meet you. And we can connect you to our church community of friends. The second thing is, did I mention you can come again? Like, we have regular services here in this room. This is not just built for this Sunday. Like, you can come any Sunday, 11 a.m. You're totally welcome here. And we're absolutely happy to see you again. Even though Jesus' birth may be the reason you're here today, actually, Jesus has much more in store for you, right? He wants to change your life every day. So please come again. This service is now ending. I wish you all a joyful Christmas. And, of course, a happy new year, unless you come next Sunday, which I would like to see. So then I take it back for those of you who come back. But other than that, see you and have a joyful Christmas. Bye-bye.